motivators. Really want to talk to you about motivating your children. Are you madly confused? I was. How can you motivate your child when today kids have pre-K graduation, graduation from kindergarten, graduation from fifth grade, graduation from eighth grade, and then high school graduation? What's there to look forward to? I get a piece of paper, walk across the stage. There's not that anticipation created in kids anymore. That's gone. So it's hard to motivate kids because society has set things up. Everybody gets a trophy and they don't have to work for it. We are really sending the message to kids, and they get out of high school and go get a job and they think they can just show up and get a paycheck. These are things that are going on in society. What do you want for your kiddos? I think that we need to give them the right message, motivate them in the right way. When my daughter was 6 years old, she was invited to a birthday party and a limo came to pick her up. And my first thought was, oh my gosh, what are we going to do for prom? What are we going to do for her wedding when she's getting all of these things at age 6? And that's just me. Maybe I'm a country bumpkin, but I just thought that's a little bit over the top. And that's not something I wanted for my child, but as a parent, I didn't want to be pushed on the outside either. I want my children to be invited to parties. So that's a value discussion you gotta have. So when we're motivating our kids, let's talk about the difference between motivation and rewards. Rewards, you get those from being in sports, you get those from, you get a reward as an adult. You work a job, you do it well, you're offered vacation. You might be offered a bonus. Those are rewards. What motivates you to get that vacation or to get that reward is maybe the vacation you want to go to. Do you want to go hiking? Do you want to go to Disney World? Well, that's the motivator that you're working for. What you're working for is the reward in that case. So when it comes to motivating our kids, let's stop. When they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, do we send them to their room? This is a bedroom. We have a television, we have video games, we have balls, we have everything they can have to entertain themselves. That's really not a punishment, is it? When it comes to motivation, we need to find the place in our home and in my home, because if I send my kids to their room, they have stuff in it they enjoy. They will do anything to go escape or task avoid and go to their bedroom. So in my house, we have a spiral staircase. You can sit in the middle of that staircase and you can see everything that's going on. You can hear the television. You can hear people playing. You can hear people at the kitchen in conversation. But that's our place. When you don't do what you're supposed to do, that's where you get to go. Also, we have quiet time. It's mandatory every single day. And in my home, especially after math, when you learn something intense, we want to take a break to absorb it in. So we have a quiet time. It's a nap for me, but for my children, it's a quiet time because, you know, kids, they don't take naps anymore. So you may have them laying on a couch, but you don't want them laying where they're going to be hooked up to video games. They're going to be, you know, for girls doing it, nail and makeup and things like that in their room. The reason is that is not something we should be mixing into our school day. Those are rewards of time and space to do what you want to do. So we want to keep our kids on track. School is school. Time out is time out. And also free time is free time. Let them go to the room during free time. We want to have a good motivator for them to do the best they can do in their school day. So take the time, sit back. What does your value system say? What are the goals you have for your children? and how can you help them reach that goal with the proper motivator and or the proper reward at the end?
So there's a big difference between motivation and reward. They sound exactly the same, but it's kind of how it's presented. And many times we see families who are giving their kids or bribing their kids, and it's not making logical sense. And so we wanted to just kind of put it out there. What is the difference, and give you some ideas that help your child be a successful adult one day? Because what they learn now is going to carry into adulthood. So you want to share that?
Yeah, let's start with the basics that she talked about, motivation versus reward. But let's also remember that both are important, and how you use them are critical to your success in the home. Okay, so motivation is an intrinsic reason for doing something. What's inside you? I want to do something because I enjoy it. I want to spend time with my friends because they give me good feedback, they make me feel good, I enjoy it, I get out of the house, whatever those motivations are. A reward is something external. You complete this task, you get the reward. So another way to think of it is a motivation is what happens during, and a reward is what happens after. Now, there's a little bit more to it than this, and I'm going to get into it to help you understand better how to use them and how to think through what those motivations and those rewards are that are appropriate for your children. So one place to start is that rewards can be very valuable, but they can also backfire on you. A couple of examples. I think most people are familiar that the fear of losing out on something is stronger than the positive reward of getting it. Psychologists talk about this a lot. It's commonly known, but it varies between person to person. Honor, for example, is pretty strongly reward motivated. Yeah. I am, but a little less. That fear of losing it is worse. Your children may be someplace on a spectrum or even beyond us. But what's important is that you realize how that could backfire. That if you say, if you do this, you'll get that, but it's almost a demotivator because of the fear of not getting it. So just something to keep in mind. All right. So there's a time factor. There's an internal versus external. And there's the positive and negative. Now, last but not least, and this is getting a little bit more into brain science, but I'll give you a hint of how your child might be more influenced by a positive reward or less. Generally speaking, those that have a strong left hemisphere drive, the logical thinkers like I am, are more motivated by a negative consequence. You won't get to do something you want if you don't finish the task. And generally speaking, right hemispheric strong people like Anna that see the beauty, the art, the
big picture.
The big picture, get people, are very good socially, they generally are more motivated by those positive rewards. And a threat or a negative consequence doesn't work as well for them. But don't go all out. Let's not do just positive or negative. The old idea that a little bit of carrot and a little bit of stick is the best combination. We're just giving you a lot of information so you can decide whether the carrot needs to be bigger or the stick needs to be bigger. And most importantly, that distinction between motivation and reward. So you get to what really motivates your child. All right. So there's lots of variations. I'm going to let Anna jump in here and give you some examples of things we've seen in the past.
So one of the things, like for me, that is very motivating is my love language. And my love language is gifts. Well, a lot of people think gifts are like, you know, this expensive item or something. But a gift to me is a post-it note with a little note on it. I have one son who comes over, and every once in a while, I'll find an index card on my pillow just saying, "Mom, I love you." And that just brightens my month. And that is a huge gift to me. And sometimes, you know, knowing your child's love language, which we will cover in another show and through our challenge, you know, how does your child respond and how is your communication? Remember that when it comes to the rewards as well. Some kids we've worked with, you know, it's just time with the parent who's gone the most, who's working the longer hours or just not able to focus on them. A reward could be focusing 100% on that child doing something they want to do. So you need to give them choices if that's your child. Keep it something that's in your budget, something that is in your value system, and something that you and your partner agree upon as being a reward. And same thing with a punishment. It needs to be agreed upon, both parents, in the family value system, in the budget. I really love it when I see words of affirmation and time. Those two things are cherished with children more than anything. They may not remember the teeny tiny details of stuff when they become adults, and they may not see it as being a motivator getting them to do the positives in life. So we have a list of a lot of creative ideas, and join us further and you will hear how we can help you and your kids just with what you have. And everybody is different. And we were just discussing this yesterday, and I said, here's the deal. 50% of the children, our children, 50% came from me, 50% came from him, and they came together. And now as parents, we need to figure out how to motivate them because we are totally opposites. He's IQ and I'm EQ. And so knowing what your child is and walking alongside them in life so that they become productive citizens with doors open to whatever they want to do. And think about it. When we're rewarding our kids with, you know, here, you got this iPhone, you got this video game, you get to do this, you get to do that. What are they going to work for when they become adults? What kind of employees are they going to become? Are they going to be employees who enjoy what they're doing in life? Or are they going to be employees who are kind of disgruntled because their needs aren't getting met through their employer? Those are the things that we see. We were homeschool parents. We were business owners. And it's real and it's there. And so we want to help you launch your children well. We want them to be God-fearing, God-loving, productive citizens. And that's what we can do. We hope you join us on this journey.
I think there's one other point that's worth mentioning in a short introductory video on motivation, and that's timeliness. And it applies to both positive and negative. Younger children need an immediate response. That means an immediate reward. It also needs an immediate consequence if something isn't followed through on. And what's important in that case is that you have agreed in advance. If something went wrong and a consequence is appropriate, but you have to think it up, or you think it up, but it's not what your partner agreed to, you've caused more trouble. So getting that in advance. And then as they get older, those times go out. So, you know, starting at kindergarten age, it's immediate. First or second grade, maybe it's within the hour or certainly within that day. By the time they're in late elementary school, it can be for the week. But setting a monthly goal or a quarterly goal is just way too much for a child of that age. But we need to continue to lengthen it until they get into their teenage years where they can handle things of a month or multiple months. Even then, I think an annual goal is too much for almost any kid.
Well, you know, the school system set up, you know, if you do all the schoolwork, you can get this at the end of the year, which is going to the next grade. And, you know, the reality is, can you imagine the anxiety that's creating in a child? Because that is 9 months away. And it just kind of, it's just an underlying issue that's going on in our society today.
And keep in mind that negative effect of an external reward versus the internal motivation of you're learning something that's interesting. I can apply it or talk about it with my friends, or it's just cool to do the exercise. You know, I'm a little bit of a nerd. I like doing some of those things. I like reading. I like solving problems. But I think you'll find a lot of kids find aspects of the education very interesting and intrinsically motivating.
So I hope you'll continue to follow us, and we want to walk with you on this journey. We've been there. We've probably done it. But if we haven't personally done it, we have worked with thousands of families over the past 13 years in brain integration program. And we've homeschooled our kids, and we've had children in our family go through public school, private school, alternative school, military school. And then we went to homeschool. And I wish I would have had the strength and the character to do it earlier. And what's key is these motivators. It really is.
It does make a big difference.
Thank you.
Go to my website and get this next gift. It is a treasure. It's about motivation and rewards. Know the difference and find out for yourself what you need.